Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about what does your life say? Taking a look at how people are able to read the gospel of Jesus, or how they ought to be able to read the gospel of Jesus through your life. And the example that we're supposed to be setting. And giving no one an excuse to look down upon us. But setting an example in the way we live, the way we talk, the way we think, the way we act. And so we're kind of breaking down Paul's instruction to Timothy. And each weekday morning, we'll look at a different topic of something that Paul told Timothy and us to set an example in. And today we're going to narrow it in on a life of wisdom. And consider a little bit about what wisdom really looks like. How we know it's present. James 3, verse 13, begins with a question, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" And he gives the answer. "Let them show it by their good life and by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." It kind of reminds me a lot of the questions the disciples had about who's the greatest. James asked, "Well, who's wise and understanding?" Jesus answers the disciples' questions, says the greatest, the one that wants to become greatest, must become servant of all. A task that he willingly took on himself because he is the greatest. But when it comes to wisdom, there's a lot of times, I believe, we kind of get it confused with information or knowledge. If I know the most, then I'm the wisest person in the room. Well, wisdom isn't just an accumulation of knowledge. It's both knowing how to use it and putting it into practice. The knowledge does very little good in our mind if we're not doing anything with it. If we're not applying it, if we're not doing things with it and about it, it may as well just stay in the books or in the computer or wherever it came from. Simply moving the storage place from one location to another isn't all that productive. But God says through James that the one who is wise and understanding will be evident by their actions, by the deeds done in humility. When we gain wisdom, when we gain godly understanding, there's really no room for arrogance. And forgot one of the microphones, so sorry about that. Hopefully it picked up some. It's one of those mornings. But it's that humility that understands the how and why of God at work in our life. And we don't fully understand it. Who can know the mind of God? But we do understand it because the mind of Christ dwells within us through His Spirit. And as we grow and as we pursue God, we discover a desire to serve. Not because we're so good, not because we're so smart, but because we begin to care. You see, this wisdom and understanding that comes from God, God says, first of all, is peaceable. It draws us into peace in our relationships with God and in our relationships with others. And when we live in a world where we're all concerned, or not all, that's a big picture painting brush, but when the vast majority are concerned about being first, we struggle with a desire, a humble desire to serve. And when we look at what God wants, we see encapsulated in the example of Jesus this humble obedience. Paul writes to the Philippians, he says, we ought to have that same attitude. We ought to take it on. Not just pray for it, not just hope for it, but grasp it. That it was found in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. That humility to serve whatever's needed. There are things that none of us like to do. Some of those things we may have in common, others are individual things. And when the need arises, the question that really marks our wisdom is, will I do it anyway? With a good attitude, with humility. You see, the wise and understanding person gains that not from the circumstances around them, but from their relationship with God. And we begin to recognize, you know, of all of the things that I'd rather not do, none of them at this point in my life, I don't see any of them ever doing so, reaches the level of Jesus sweating great drops of blood, praying that he could somehow avoid what was before him. And yet with willingness is stripped naked in public and beaten and hung on a cross. For no crime. And Paul says to the Philippians that Jesus did that not because he was stupid, but it was a deed done in humility. Because we needed that to happen. And when I look at the deeds done in humility that God places before me, they all pale in comparison to that. And so I have to ask myself, why won't I? Why can't I? I remember years ago, the very first time I was asked to teach a lesson in children's church. It probably wasn't the very first time that I had been asked. I changed it a little bit because that's probably not accurate. I don't remember being asked before, but I probably had been. The first time I agreed, I did not want to. I don't know that it was all that productive for the kids, at least from a lesson perspective. But it was a deed done in humility, because I knew it had to be done. And why not me? And there are things that we are asked to do, some directly by God Himself in His Word, and others by God's people, who God uses to prompt us. And our first reaction is no. And I'm not suggesting that our first reaction to everything ought to be yes. I'm not sure it ought to be no, but there ought to be a stage in between those two that says, let me pray about it. And then seriously do that. With an openness, a willingness to ask God, what would a deed done in humility look like in response to this? And all of a sudden, we allow wisdom and understanding that comes from God to be seen. Today, we have opportunity to be wise and understanding. And we do that not necessarily by opening our mouth, but by serving in humility. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It gives us the instructions that we need to live as those who are wise and understanding. Not that we're spouting off information to come across as arrogant or know-it-all, but that we're serving others. Because we've learned from the things that You've taught us through Your Word and Your Spirit and Your people. And we're applying them and we're putting them into practice in the way that we treat others. So God, today, help us to grow in wisdom. Your Word tells us if we find ourselves lacking, to ask, and You will supply wisdom generously without finding fault. And so God, as we pray for wisdom, may we be aware of the opportunities to put it into practice, to use it, to serve in humility, to live life exemplifying the example of Jesus, showing and caring for people. And God, today, I continue to pray, and I pray for my friend Aaron, just still on life support, still some brief signs of hope yesterday, and the progress seemed to have stalled. So God, I pray for the doctors that are surrounding him, for his family. I pray for this type of wisdom that's put into practice. Decisions that they continue to make, the decisions that his wife is having to make, and the decisions the doctors are making. May they be applied wisdom in doing what's best. Father, I do pray for a miracle. As time goes on, there seems to just be less hope being offered. And yet, God, we place Aaron in Your hands. And we pray for that miracle that restores him to his family. Father, for every one of us, as we live life not knowing what today brings, let alone tomorrow, may we be that living, walking, breathing miracle, because we're carrying the message of the gospel that brings life, that brings hope, that brings relationship with you. And God, may that be the wisdom that we live with. A wisdom which says the heartache and troubles and loss of this world is hard, it's difficult, it's overwhelming at times, but it's not the end. So God, today, help us to share that wisdom in ways which are led by humility, that bring peace, that convey hope, that lifts up Jesus. And God, today, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.